Hey guys, welcome to Angling News South Africa, and this is another destination report of Mazepa Bay. I am your host, Vinesh Sugreem, and this show is brought to you by Marutu South Africa. Be sure to look out for the number 348 circle hooks. These hooks are forged from Japanese steel, they are offset, and they are now available throughout South Africa. So guys, before we get into this week's report by Mr. Owen Richter from Wild Coast Angling Tours, I would just like to give a huge shout out to you, the audience, for making this show a success. There was such a tremendous amount of applause from having a Mazepa Bay report that we just had to give it a standalone feature again this week. We would like to know which other destinations you would want to hear about so we can be sure to get the right people involved in getting these reports to you. Because as you know, at Angler New South Africa, we're all about getting you onto the right fishing spot. And now, without further ado, here is Owen, and he's going to tell you about what's been going on in Mazepa, why Mazepa is so good, what's been bending the rods, and what to be looking out for when you get down there. Please go ahead, Mr. Richter.
Well, a very good morning to you all. Some news from Mazepa Bay. The last week I was back at Mazepa again. You guys know me, Owen Richter, Wild Coast Angling Tours, registered tour guide operator in the area. What's been happening, Mazepa? Yo, quite a bit, guys. We had the privilege last week to meet Sarah. She swam from Durban right through the Transkei, sleeping over all the little other little resorts, making her way up to Cape Town. Long story short, had a lovely interview with her and telling me about the plastic and awareness in the sea, you know, about all the plastic floating around. So please, guys, when you go fishing, pick up your plastic and just take it back home with you. Let's be aware that plastic is killing our sea life. Getting straight back to Mazepa Bay. Yeah, listen, yeah, what a weekend that we had. Also in a week last week, there's some nice sharks around, guys. We dropped some baits with the cart and missing the drone. But yeah, that's a story for another day. And he was now tacking the cart left and right. And we caught some fish, guys. So don't be fooled. Mazepa Bay is still one of the best destinations in the world for fishing. If I must say fishing, why? Because we've got the continental shelf that moves off the back like the deep sea that comes straight in off the front of the island, and that continental shelf brings the current closer to the island, and that's why we catch such a nice big sharks, edible fish, the garrick, a lot of salmon. So yeah, some news about the edible fish around Mazepa. We caught some nice salmon over the weekend on drop shot and on your squid bait, mixed pilly bait. In the evenings, we had better luck with squid or oki legs than sardine, because the blacktails absolutely flipping are thick at Mazepa. But yeah, then once again, remember guys, it's long weekend and we're going to have fisheries, Department of Forests and Fisheries around again, so make sure you've got your fishing licenses with you, and yeah, drive safe. When you come to the Transkei, make sure your canopies are locked, everything's closed. Coming from Mthatha's side, guys, Mthatha's been a very hot spot for people ripping the back of your canopy open and stuff. So if you do come from the Durban side, just be aware coming through Mthatha. Speak to your local friends. The quickest way to get through Mthatha, don't go through the middle of Mthatha. I normally hang around the outskirts of Mthatha and get through that way. And then I normally stop at the Ultra Shell, that's outside Mthatha, and do all the filling up there. But nevertheless, guys, you all must have a lovely long weekend and holiday, and enjoy every bit of it in tight lines out there.
Thank you so much, Owen. Always a pleasure to hear from you and what's been going on at Mazepa. So guys, this is going to be a constant feature on the Angler News podcast series. We want to expand on it, so we need your feedback to let us know which other destinations you'd like to hear about. Guys, once again, a huge thank you to Marutu South Africa for making the show possible. And please remember to subscribe and follow on whichever podcast channel you're listening to the show on. Once again, thank you for joining us. For the Angler News South Africa, I am Vinesh Sugreem. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and most of all, fish for our future.